In July, the Supreme Court came down hard on the state legislature in a finding that put lawmakers on track for a second special session this year and a third attempt at redrawing congressional borders. In the last round of redistricting, a 2014 special session, instructions were loose and the order was vague. To avoid a repeat, the Supreme Court issued a broad and demanding order. Among its provisions is the requirement all non-public meetings be preserved. And that means Senator Bill Galvano, chair of his chamber's redistricting committee, has to do this.
The staff, as I mentioned, is available to all of you. However, if you are working with the staff and drawing lines, that meeting will be recorded.
Stewart Republican Joe Negron is not pleased.
I just think this idea of we've now gotten to a position where we walk in to talk to our staff and some don't say anything. Who's here? Let's push a button and record. We would never impose that on the courts. We would never impose that on the executive branch. And I don't think that should become a new standard just because we're in civil litigation.
And Brandon Republican Tom Lee is invoking the First Amendment.
I'm somewhat troubled by the extent to which I feel like my First Amendment rights as a sitting member of this Senate have been impacted by the court's decision. That's not for us to get into today. It's more for me to grapple with personally.
Senator Rob Bradley echoes their complaints, but the Fleming Island Republican hinted he wouldn't say no to making the court record its deliberations. Over and over, Galvano has assured his fellow senators the recording requirement would not become a precedent. Lawmakers will be back in October to redraw the Senate map. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.